Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mary Brotherton, and I'm with Be Unique Magazine. BeUnique.org is a nonprofit organization, and any caller who donates to BeUnique.org gets a longer reading from Elisa, and you can donate to Be Unique at BeUnique.org/donate or on Venmo at Be Unique and get a more in-depth reading. We take our callers and you have one question, but sometimes Elisa gets into your energy and can give a little bit more than that. And I have four callers lined up right now, and we're going to take caller number one first. Hello, what is your name? Hello? Okay, caller number one, you're going to the bottom of the line. I'm going to go to number two. Hello there. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Sandra.
Sandra, where are you calling from, please?
Georgia.
Thank you for joining us on the show. Do you have a question for Elisa?
I do. It's regarding, it's actually regarding my personal, my love life and my, just trying to see where this relationship I'm in is going, if it's going, up in the air trying to decide if I should move, if I should not move too fast, just trying to see what spirit has on that.
Okay, what's the first name of the person?
Denise.
I feel that there's a lot of hesitance around the relationship right now. And
yes.
It started off where it seemed really like a really strong flame, and then it fizzles out real fast because it started as fast as it started, it kind of fizzled out. And it's like, well, how could it have been so good initially? And then it's all like, there's nothing there. That's what I'm picking up. So you already know the answer in your heart that it's just not healthy for you. I feel like you're wanting something that's not being able to be given in balance right now, and it's not the right time. That's what I'm picking up. You know, you can keep pushing and trying, and I feel like it's kind of like pushing more of your energy and not being received and kind of like being ignored and pushed back. That's what I'm feeling around two of you.
Okay.
You know, it should actually be a calm and a peace and a flow. And when the flow is not there, it's a message that, you know, it's time to focus more on you right now. And the other person is going through so much. I just feel there's so much that the other person is going through that it's like the last thing that's important is a relationship right now.
Mm. Okay.
That's not really, I'm not seeing it as a priority. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. And I think for me, it was just needing to make sure I know it's time to to let go and when and where to move?
You know, you have, I think when you give with your heart, sometimes you lose yourself.
Yes.
And it's about, instead of sacrificing for everybody else, do something that's important for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, my dear.
Right.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we have another caller who's on the line, please.
Hi, good morning. This is Donna. I'm in California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my question is about a relationship. You know, I would like to get married. I've never been married. I'm a bit older now, but it's something I've always wanted my whole life, and I wanted to know what you see as far as a partner for me coming in, please.
I feel like you're ready to have a lot of fun and go out and find someone who likes to be active and adventurous and enjoy the journey with you. And I feel like you're going to have somebody walk into your life and be there with you, but it's going to be a little bit more time. And I just feel this excitement around you for, I feel like you're just going to meet by chance, and it's going to be more of a, not a friendship at first, but it's going to be an attraction, but a friendship. Okay. And then it might turn more. Does that make sense to you?
Oh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I would want it to
And I feel like, you know, I feel like you already know kind of who, but for it to transform into something more, it's just going to take a little more time. That's all.
Okay. And I probably haven't met him yet because there's no males in my life. Yeah.
Well, there will be very soon. I feel September is going to be a really transformational time for you. And
oh.
I just feel that there's a lot of good coming your way, but I feel like you're going to have just a lot of fun meeting a lot of people. You're getting out there and mingling again, and it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just keep doing that, because I feel somebody's crossing your path really soon. That's interesting, because it's good. Real, just like a breath of fresh air, okay?
Oh, how nice. Well, that's nice to look forward to. Do you see us traveling at all? Because I like to travel. Will it come to the point where, you know, with this person, I will travel some with him?
I see adventures. I see that's what you actually, that's important to you. So, yes, a lot of adventure. Someone who's a friend there first, and then it turns into something more. But it's just a peace. It's just nice. It's just a flow, and it's good. I feel like it's a good connection. But it's going to start off as a friendship first, which is healthy.
That's healthy.
So
yeah.
Instead of looking for somebody to love right away, or it's just going to be a natural procession, like you guys coming together and a lot of laughter. You like to laugh and enjoy, and you don't need to fix somebody. Somebody's going to walk into your life and just be there with you. You've been asking for that for a long time.
I have.
So, yeah. Being prepared, okay? So just stay focused. Don't worry about time. Just go out there and enjoy life every day, meeting people, because that's how it's going to just happen. You're going to understand. I almost feel like you're going to do an excursion or some kind of adventure, and that's where the person might be. Like, it's like if you go kayaking or you go and do like a day trip or something. I feel like that's how you're going to meet this person.
Oh. Okay.
You like to do adventure. You like to do things. You're very active. I just see you doing things, and you're fun, and just do what you love to do, because that's how you're going to meet the person who is aligned more with you, is doing what you love to do, and they're there doing the same thing. Then that's alignment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Oh, good. I'll go
getting out there. I see you having fun.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay. That's what you're supposed to live life. Fun.
All right.
Don't worry about other people. They'll show up.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All
right.
Have a nice day.
You
bye.
Too.
Hello.
What did you like, though? What's so good? Honestly, the.
Oh. back to this one. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. It's Nathaniel calling in from California. Wondering if you're getting anything up from Spirit from me.
I'm sorry? What was your name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. And where are you calling from, Nathaniel?
California.
Okay.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you today?
Pretty good. A little tired. I'm working a lot. Just going to work, so I'm just getting ready to go to work in a little while.
So I feel like you're looking for some changes in your life and reflecting on what it is that you've been kind of doing all your life to actually have a change.
Yes, that's true.
And around your energy, I feel like you're kind of just going through the motions of existing at this point, not really living fully the way you want to live, and the sadness around you. So
you could tell by my voice, I think, huh?
No, I'm in your energy, and I'm feeling your energy out. I just feel the voice is tired, but your energy feels like you're just kind of just going through the motions of being here. And you know, what I'm being shown is you need to prioritize what it is that matters to you the most in your life for you to have your happiness and your joy, because I feel like you settle a lot just to go along and get along and receive, you know, a paycheck at the end of the week, but it's not really something you really love to do. And I just feel you need to get outside and get some fresh air and reflect, maybe sit alone and reflect on what it is that really matters to you, because you're very unclear with what really matters to you. It's almost like you think you know what makes you happy, but you don't know really what makes you happy. You're kind of going through the main of just doing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So to get more clarity of where you're going to go on the journey is about tapping into what you really love to do, because there's a lot of things that you love to do and you haven't done it for a very long time. And you're kind of doing what you really don't love to do just to pass the time, make a paycheck. And the most important thing about living is living full in what you love to do. So it's about reflecting on that. That's what I see you going back to. And writing and sitting and remembering what really put a smile on your face, made you feel fulfilled. That's what I see you needing to, like, kind of figure out within yourself. Okay?
Do you see a love coming into my life?
I do not see that at the moment. I feel like there's so much you need to work on with your foundation right now of yourself before that's going to be a healthy connection.
There's a girl that I kind of know, but it's kind of a stormy thing. You don't see that repairing, do you?
Right now I see you working on you. It's your time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's your time. You know, if you got into a relationship at this point, it would be a distraction from you. It wouldn't be the right timing. That's what I'm saying. It's just holding off a little bit and really understanding who you are and get back in touch with what fulfills you without putting on a different person. Okay?
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Nathaniel.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, who's on the line?
Are you going to go on September?
Hello?
Are you? I know you are. I'm ready, yeah. Who's late? Where is it? Okay.
Hello there.
Hello.
Who's on the line? Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name?
My name is Ashiel. How are you?
Ashiel?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L. Yes.
So I see an opportunity showing up for you.
Okay. I'm listening.
And I hear you want to reinvent yourself and do something different, but there's an opportunity coming for you to do so. I don't know what line of work you're doing, but I feel like there's some sort of other opportunity that's going to show up that's something you really haven't done yet, but you really are kind of interested in learning more about. You understand that?
Yep.
And it's going to help to, I'm getting the word to reinvent yourself. So I feel like you're going to have like this, I see you going into the cocoon and transforming into this opportunity that's actually going to open a lot of doors for you for greatness ahead. So, you know, it's an exciting time for you. And, you know, it's like with you, open up and just go with it. I think sometimes you think about it and you think, yeah, should I do this, not do this? But I feel like it's going to be a really good opportunity for you. It's different than what you've ever done, but it's going to be a good thing, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I heard you might have more responsibility.
Yeah, no. Okay.
All right. What's your question?
I was trying to reinvent myself. That's funny, the feeling that I've been feeling like, especially lately, I need to reinvent myself. The opportunity, I look forward to it. Something different, I'm open for it, because right now I'm self-employed, but I always wanted to grow. I think I want to do more, you know what I mean, to secure my future, so to speak, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I have an online business, so I always wanted more to make sure, so I always feel like something is coming, but I don't know what it is yet, so you just confirmed that. So I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like your connections have taken you to a place where you're have an offering, a really good offering. And, you know, you're a really strong individual and but you're going to do something that you've never done before. And I think it's kind of cool because you're excited about it. I don't feel you're nervous. I feel like you're like, well, you don't know what to expect in a way, but I just see it opening so many doors for you. And maybe that is going to tie back to you being self-employed as well, where someone's going to give you opportunities to come into their corporation or what have you and help to elevate them and then move on to other corporations as well. I just see you doing something completely different than what you're doing now.
I'm open for it. Absolutely. I'm excited about it. I'm also looking for love.
You know, I feel with what you're going to be working on for yourself, I don't see anybody right away. It could be about 8 months. It might be a little longer than that, but I feel like it's not going to be right away. It might be next year sometime. But right now it's going to be you putting down the groundwork and being really, really fulfilled with what you're going to be exposed to and offered. So I really don't even see you having time for a love right now.
Okay,
I feel like
so
you're going to have a lot of responsibility,
career.
And it's just going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot, but it's going to be exciting and fun, and I feel like a rebirth for you. So
great.
I'm not seeing the love thing right now, but it's okay. It's just not the time yet, but it'll happen. It's just going to be a little while.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
And this opportunity is happening anytime this summer or later on?
I just see it. I see it right in front of you. I don't
okay.
feel like you planted seeds.
Yes, I.
And talk to like the people you talk to. Someone's gonna come with an offering. Have they offered? Have you had an offering? Or are you? I just feel something right there.
No, I haven't had any offer yet. You know, but
But I'm open, you know, I'm just open. Whatever comes my way, I'm open to it, and, you know.
Just yeah, open. I feel like you planted the seeds for this to happen, and it's right in front of you. So I'd be excited to hear back from you at a later date and see what transpired, because I really feel like it's right there. It's like as if the phone will ring, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, someone just gave me a great opportunity.
Sounds good.
Don't block it. First, tell me to tell you, don't block it. Just go with it. Listen. Be open. Okay? It's a time to reinvent yourself.
Trust it, right? Just trust it.
Trust it. Because you're so self-made that with or without other people, you'll be okay. Okay? You've always made it.
This is going to give you
an opportunity to be in the spotlight is what I'm hearing. And so, you know, it's like all the hard work and the tools that you've gathered and learned about yourself is going to come into play for doors to open that you didn't expect. And the best part about the journey is just to walk in faith and allow it to come to you, because I don't think you even expected all this.
Wow, I'm excited. I look forward to it.
I feel the excitement on you.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I've been, working on it, praying on it, and visualizing it, the whole thing,
It's someone you already know. I feel like it's a company or corporation you already know or you've done work with in the past, and there's something that you left an imprint, and then you're planting seeds. It's almost like you're I don't know if you've made phone calls and kind of put yourself back into their memory bank about you, but you're being received. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. The other thing I've done is just put my resume on one of those LinkedIn. Sometimes I get messages, so I don't know if it could be that too.
It could. But I just see good things for you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Hello, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Hello, Patricia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. That'd be wonderful. Whatever you pick up, messages from spirit for me.
I feel like you've been either writing or journaling about what you would like to do with your life. I see
yes.
The stationery and papers, and it's almost like in a manifestation box. So it's about you. I feel like your whole life you've really kind of done for so many others and not for yourself, and this is your time now. And you've been reflecting a lot on what is it I want to do? What is it that would make me happy? And you're still unsure about what path to take and where to go and what to do. But you've been writing and manifesting your dreams. And I feel like you've been doing a manifestation board or some sort of visual, because I see doors opening for you to give you opportunities to find the interest of what aligns with yourself. And because things were kind of shut down for a while, I feel you were on the path before looking for answers. And then everything came to a halt. And you're like, I just want to take the step in the right direction to do my spiritual journey and my own path and start to get my feet wet and learn who I really am. That's the energy I'm feeling for you. And so I feel like it's going to be opening for you to do that. Okay?
So beautiful. Very beautiful, yes. That is exactly what's going on.
And you're ready. Go ahead.
Yes, I am so ready. But my daughter lost custody of her children a year ago. So I was in nursing school and working and just kind of like on my path. And then everything kind of came to a halt. And I stepped up and got children, so the state went and take them. And so that's sort of kind of what I've been doing, too, taking care of the children. And so she's doing her work. She's doing the work to get them back. So the great thing about it is 4 months. We're looking at 4 months until they could transition back into her custody. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And then I could, you know, start back doing, you know, my thing.
I see you doing your thing. And it's going to be really inspirational for you because, you know, you did your, you gave so much of yourself selflessly, and now it's time for you to give to you selflessly because you did for everybody else. So
yes.
It's going to be a really beautiful time. I see a lot of tears, but it's a lot of happy tears because I see you really evolving in yourself and being so grateful. And that's how you stand with the divine love, is you stand in that grace and that gratitude. And it's always guided you to the fullest amazing of yourself. So keep going in that direction because you're going to discover things about yourself that have not really awakened yet, and it's going to take your breath away in a strange way because you're going to think, wow, I never knew I had all this power within. You did, but you didn't know to what depth.
Yes.
You're going to really find out about yourself.
Alisa, I've been asking Jesus for a divine partner, and there is this gentleman that I've been off and on seeing for about 2 years. His initial is E, but he's so busy. He's a professor, so he's so busy. Is he the divine partner that Jesus is going to?
He's really solid. I feel he's a solid man. And he is a very self-made man. And you need somebody stronger than you because you're a strong woman. He's stronger than you. So you do have a lot of respect for him. You could not be with somebody who you couldn't respect.
True.
You know, he just doesn't, he keeps you frustrated sometimes. But then when he comes around, you're like, I just adore him. So
yes. It's
one of those things where, you know, he's a good catch, but he doesn't let you see it all yet because he wants it to be, he wants you to discover who you are, and he's almost pushing you to be the best version of yourself. And you get frustrated because you really want him to reveal to me like all your stuff, but he wants to keep that for later so you can discover who you are now and grow. You really need to grow in yourself so you can be there with him. Do you understand that?
I do. Yes.
Okay. So it's not like a bad thing. It's a I love his energy. His smile. You can't even turn off his smile. His smile is so contagious.
Oh my God! Just his energy when he calls, it is
his energy is beautiful. I want to meet him. he's a beautiful, beautiful soul. And you know what?
He
was so blessed in so many ways. So just keep the faith, stay where you are. Just work on you now, and I see a good connection ahead. Okay.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You're
and
welcome.
Please continue to stay safe. Many blessings.
Thank you, too.
We
take
care. We're out of time. Thank you so much for calling. There was a caller that every time I tried to get her on the line, it was there was some static going on, and we couldn't ever get to her, and I apologize. Call back next week. We'll be here, and Alisa will be with us again.
I will.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with Intuitive Healer, Alisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's BUNEKE.org.